Pardon?
Pardon. Who lives at 334 Clark Street in Pendleton. Oh, okay. Now we'll talk about, you said you lived here most of your life?
Yes. I wasn't born, I was born down in Abbeville County where my mother and father were. So when they moved up here, I don't know how old I was now, but yeah, I wasn't too much in age.
Right. So. Well, Pendleton's a nice place to live, I think, right? Then you said that you lived in Washington and had a civil service job for a while, right?
Yeah, I lived in Washington, D.C., and my brothers was up there, and I lived there while I was up there taking care of his children. I got a civil service job, and I stayed there for years.
That was good, wasn't it?
I worked in Jill Conant's office.
Very great.
We worked with checks. We had checks from the World War One all on back up to. It was a dirty job, but you know they had them stacked back, and we would have to kneel them. We'd ask them, what did they do with them? Oh, we have to be very careful with them. So we'd ask them why, and they wouldn't tell us. They said, y'all go to work.
Well,
that's all. They said, y'all go to work, do your work.
So they wouldn't explain what it was all about.
No, you see, that's government.
Yeah.
they didn't tell us, oh, y'all go to work, do your work.
Then later you moved to New York when your daughter went to college. Then later you moved to New York City?
Yes. My daughter, she stayed here at home with my mother and father. And I lived there until I got her finished to college. Then I stayed in New York after that. And then I got disposed up there, and so they put me in the hospital. Then I had to come back. I've been here ever since.
Well, why'd you have to go to the hospital?
I really don't know. See, I was in the hospital. I woke up again. I was here in Pendleton, and I didn't get to talk to my doctors.
Well.
So they talked to my brother. But they would tell me, but they didn't tell me all of it.
They didn't tell you all
of it.
Right.
They tell me, they said, you'll live. I said, thank God.
That's the most important part, right?
I said, well, thank God, I'll live.
So you were born down in Abbeville?
Yeah, I was born in Abbeville County.
And your parents were born there, too?
Yeah, they were born there, too.
Did your grandparents live there?
Yes, they did.
Then they moved up here. Oh, let's see. What do you remember about when you were a small girl? How about when you went to school? What was it like when you went to school?
Oh, it was nice. I went from first grade to 12th. And I finished high school here in Pendleton. Miss Rena Clark was the teacher. She was my last teacher there. She was the principal of the school, of this high school. That was 1927.
Wow, long time ago. Right.
And my daughter, she finished over there too, but she had a different teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So I put her in college, and she got married. So now she's making her own. And she adopted, she married a professor. Ralph Campbell, but he passed years ago, they adopted two little girl twins, and after that she had a son, one child, her son. She had these two little twin girls.
And that they were darling.
Since he adopted them, but they were just crazy about it. They were their real children. They live in Florida now, Jacksonville, Florida. Just me or one of them yesterday. I like to stay down there with them. All the time. But you know, her husband, he inherited sugar from his father. And you know, he stayed in the hospital most of the time.
Oh, that's too bad.
It was. And they had to amputate one of his legs.
What did your father do for a living?
He was a farmer.
That's hard work.
That's about all he knew.
Right.
You know, my father and mother were born. That's about all they could do.
Right.
Was farm.
Did they own their own farm or did they rent?
They rented and then they owned. They bought farm.
And
then they come here, and my brother and I was determined that they would die with a shelter over their head, so we built this house for them.
Well, did you work on the farm too?
Oh, of course. Boy, this man, I'm talking about how hard it was. I said, oh, shut up, you know you and I hold car down to these. And he said, I'll agree with you.
Did you raise cotton?
Yeah, we raised cotton.
How much cotton could you pick a day?
I don't remember. That's been so long.
So long ago.
Not much. Over 100.
I bet your back would ache, right?
Oh, it's aching now for me.
I was raised in a farm in Ohio, and I worked a lot, too. But I never picked cotton, though. We didn't have cotton.
Where'd you farm?
Up from Upper Sandusky, Ohio, on a farm.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. And you didn't raise cotton?
We didn't raise cotton up there. What else did you raise?
With cotton and corn, most everything. Mm-hmm.
Did you have animals, too? Quite a few animals?
Of course we had cows. I learned to milk and feed the pigs.
Right. And chickens? You had chickens?
we had chickens. We had chickens when we first moved here. We had chickens here, but we got rid of them.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had three sisters. Two sisters. We one but three girls, and I had six brothers.
Wow.
I had twin brothers. And I'm the only one living. I lost my sister less than 2 months ago.
Oh.
That was very lonely here for me.
Yeah, that's bad, isn't it?
It needed it.
Yeah, it's too bad. It's all part of life, I guess.
Yes.
Well, they had a lot of help on the farm then, didn't they?
Phew, yeah.
Six boys.
But still, I had to go out there.
Yeah. I used to milk cows, too.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
Two brothers and two sisters.
Uh-huh. Everyone was small.
Right. What we really want to talk about is, the older days, like what it used to be like a long time ago. That's what we're trying to record for history. And we want to talk to you older people who can remember, before you're all gone, then we'll never have it down in history. I was wondering, where should we start? How about the holidays? How about Christmas? How'd you celebrate Christmases?
We had a big time. Santa Claus. And gifts. And friends and relatives would come.
But they had good food, I'll bet. Lived on a farm, right? Did you do anything different than what they do today? Can you remember? Was anything different about your Christmases than how they celebrate them today?
Well, of course, we go to church and all that. And sometimes I was in Christmas plays at school and at church.
Mm-hmm. How about Easter time?
Oh, Easter. That's when I got an Easter dress.
Right.
A new dress. Oh, a new outfit. Easter was a big time.
So that was exciting. Did you get special candy, too? Like the Easter Bunny brought? They probably didn't have much candy during the rest of the year.
No, didn't have much, but for the egg, we got Easter eggs. I think Easter eggs have been in a long, long time.
Right. How about birthdays? How they celebrate birthdays?
Birthdays, they were kind of always quiet.
Not much going on.
I was born the 15th of this month, 15th of August.
Oh, is that right?
I'll soon be having a birthday.
You mind telling me how old you'll be?
Oh,
or don't you like?
So old. I was born in 1906. Now you know how old I am.
Wow, I'll say. Getting up there, aren't you?
Uh-huh. And I try to get about. I'm getting iffy in age, but I try to get about.
It's important to keep going, isn't it?
It is. And I'm a Catholic. I wasn't Methodist, but I wasn't part of that. Was a church. Mm-hmm. And it's a church in Pilgrim called Church on the Hill. I was a member there for years. I went to Sunday school there. I paid my salary. And I sang Botheration on the choir with them. I can't sing that good, so I sang with Botheration.
Right.
So I taught a Sunday school class. And my brother, he watched and lost his wife, and he had four children, two girls and two boys. So he brought them down here to spend the summer with us, until they, understand about their mother. No. So he asked me, could I bring them back time to go to school? I told him I would. And I went, as soon as I got a pin in Clemson called Trinity School in Washington, they took my name off the church book. I'm not going to stay out of God's church if it's one I go to.
Right.
So when I went to New York, and I was working for our family, a doctor. And he had his wife and three children, two girls and a boy. And so he asked me, was I used to go, was the company going to church? I told him, yes. I wasn't, I said, I'm not a Catholic, but I go every Sunday. So about a week from that, his wife comes and said, well, would you like John to be a Catholic? I said, indeed. I said, every time I never passed a Catholic church, I would want to, you know, I would want to go in for the service.
Right.
So she said, well, Father Campbell will give you instruction. So he gave me a church.
Well,
so that was in 1951. So I joined it. I've been a Catholic since 1951. Father Campbell gave me my instruction. So I go with St. Andrew Church in Clemson.
I was wondering, there's not too many Catholic churches around here, is there?
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. But up to Allison, they're close to police I can go with.
Right.
And Pickens and Walhalla. Yeah, that's where they
right.
It's one at Pickens, and it's one Walhalla and at Clemson. St. Andrew's Clemson. And I forgot the main one in Allison. For St. Joseph, I believe it is in Allison. I don't know much about that one.
I was wondering, can you remember about funerals a long time ago when you were small? What were they different than they are today, the
yeah,
funerals?
Yeah, of course.
What were they like then?
Oh, you know, they just have a funeral, some burial, you know. They didn't have undertakers like they have now, you know. Way back in my mother and father's day, they didn't have no undertakers. You know, Mr. Peaks, the announcement, the first undertaker I know would come here, around here, W.I. Peaks. That was years and years ago.
Well...
It was quite a difference in my mother and father's days.
Did they have church services, though? Like funeral services at church?
Of course.
Yeah. A lot of singing? Did you sing a lot?
Thank God.
Were there a lot of singing at funerals? Did you sing
No, not
spirituals
too much.
Or?
No, not too much. They might have a soul or something other, but like that, and all the rest, you know, was sad.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Right. That's right. How about marriages? Do they have elaborate marriages like they have today, or are they more simple, too?
They were simple. They were everything, you know, nothing's not like it is now. Everything's have improved nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Even children. And another thing, they don't go to church now like they once did. They used to have a call revival meeting. They don't have that anymore. Not in these mm-hmm. churches. I don't know whether they ever had it in your church or not.
Yeah, we used to have revival meetings,
no,
right?
But they used to have it. And that lady up the street that I was talking about the other day, how we used to enjoy revival meetings. But now we don't have them.
Mm-hmm. People get too busy, I guess. I guess people get too busy. They're too busy.
I don't know why. And another thing, I don't know why they take bells off churches. I never knew the reason. You know, they don't have bells on churches now.
Not as much, do they?
They used to have me. I used to enjoy a Sunday morning to hear the church bell.
That's right. They sound so pretty, don't they?
They did.
Right. I had a question on the tip of my tongue, and now I can't think of it. I had a question on the tip of my tongue, and now I can't think of it, but I was going to ask you next.
Did that happen to you, too?
Right. Did you ever have anybody in the service in your family, like in World War I or World War II?
My oldest brother was in World War I.
World War I.
And that was the only one in the family, on the kind of nephews, you know, much younger than he was. And that was over.
Can you remember any stories he told about the war at all? Can you remember anything he said about it?
Well, he didn't go. He didn't go overseas. He just went around here in the state shed.
I see.
I think Charlotte, North Carolina, was as far as he went.
Well, in a way, that was lucky, wasn't it?
He was. That was my oldest brother.
Well, I bet he looked pretty in that uniform.
Yes, he certainly did. You know, my father's father was white.
Oh, is that right?
He was white. Mm-hmm. He was one of them rich men down in Abbeville County. So my brother, he looked very nice in his uniform. We did have a picture of him, but I would have to turn the house down to find it to show it to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after my mother began to age, you know, so many different things. And I wasn't here, you know, so many different things changed. I was thinking of about a lot of things I left here. I haven't seen him since I've been back.
Mm-hmm.
She changed her anger around. you know, right. when she started getting up in age. I'm sure you remember that. There was right. something about that.
World War II. Was any of your family in World War II?
No. My brother-in-law, I think he was in there, and that's the only closest in the family. Mm-hmm. Neither one of my twin brothers went to service. Well, Fred, they named Fred and Frank. Well, Fred's eyes were strong enough, and I don't know why Frank didn't get in, but he didn't come. And they were happy, so were we. My mother lacked 2 weeks of being 95 years old when she passed.
Is that right?
My father, he passed before she did. Mm-hmm. But she was nice. Took everything so easy.
Mm-hmm. That was nice.
For her age.
To have a good mother, it's important. I was wondering, when we were young, did you ever go to Greenville and Anderson to shop, or did you do most of your shopping around here?
I just go more Greenville and Anderson. See, I went to Clemson. They had a little hotel up there. I went there for 10 years. So I would go to Greenville shopping. We'd just shop in Anderson all the time. We just quit stopping in Anderson.
Did you take the train, or how'd you get in?
Oh, no, they had buses would go through here.
They had bus system.
And of course, my brother bought cars, and my brother-in-law had a car, and we'd go that way.
Mm-hmm. How about when you're really small?
Big boy.
When you're really small.
I don't remember.
You don't remember about that?
No. But going to school and working on the farm, that's about all I remember.
Mm-hmm. Did you realize, was your schools white different than the white schools? Were the black schools different than the white schools when you... In what ways were they different?
Well, now, over here, when I was going through here, a week, Miss Clark couldn't teach us Latin. They didn't. We had to keep all our Latin book hid under the desk.
For goodness sake.
And, you know, she, and that how could we learn Latin without our box books under the desk?
I wonder why they would have a rule like that.
I really don't know. But that's Jenny Trooper, I don't know.
How about foreign languages?
Oh, well, we had English, and that it was just only everything, mathematics, everything, but just the only thing that she couldn't teach Latin.
Well.
And I don't know why.
That is strange, isn't it? How else do you think the school's different from the white schools?
Oh, it was just different in a lot of ways. I just can't tell right now, but it was different in a lot of ways.
How'd you feel about that? Did you feel resentment?
Big what?
Did you feel badly because your schools weren't like the white ones? Or?
Did I do? Of course you would.
Why, sure you would, wouldn't you?
Well, I'd like everybody to have, you know, the same education we brought. It's you. I'll be
sure.
Right back.
Oh, okay.
My niece told me to show you the pictures of this house. She forgot to show it to you when you were out there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That was my mother and father. And I think she said this was the picture she forgot to show.
Oh, yes. Is this the house now where she lives now?
No, this is the house. This is the house over here.
This is this house here?
Yeah, this is
his
house.
Well, this
house that changed around since it was built.
Your mother and father were good looking, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, they look so pleasant.
I never saw my father drunk in my life. I'll tell you how he fixes his whiskey. He'd get him a cup of water. He'd put his whiskey in a cup, then he'd get his water and pour in and put his sugar on. That's the way I always see him drink whiskey.
Well.
He never was drunk. I never seen him drunk, and I thank God for that.
That's right. Respect him for that, don't you?
Yeah.
And they raised a large family.
And I had a little brother, Hubert. He couldn't talk. We couldn't understand what he wanted, but, you know, just like you, you couldn't understand. But he went on. He could do, you know, like on the farm, he could get out and help us pick cotton.
Right.
Like that, but, you know, just hold a conversation, he couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. That was one of your brothers?
Yeah, one of my brothers. That was you. May his soul rest in peace.
Oh, what are these people doing here?
That's one of my brothers. He worked on the Southern Railroad. This is him right here. Right, and he was on the Southern Railroad. He worked on there. What do you call him when they work on? Track. On railroad tracks. As he worked.
Mm-hmm. I don't know for sure. I had an uncle, you know, that worked on the tracks too, and I don't remember what they called them. That was good, because they had a source of work. The railroad gave people sources of work, didn't it? Give them something to work.
Big one.
The railroad was able to give people a place to work, so that was good.
That was the way right up through Clemson, and that's where he worked and where he worked. We lived up, we moved up here, we lived up there. It's 3 miles from Clemson College, and then we moved back to Pemberton. We bought a home here.
Clemson also was a blessing, wasn't it?
Big God.
Clemson was a blessing for people.
Oh, indeed it was. And especially after they served the show, you know, let the color come back. I think it's very nice.
Right.
You know, what was the first black graduate there?
Right.
He was running for some other. I don't know where he got it. And I don't remember his name now. He's right up in Charlotte, North Carolina. He was the first black to graduate at Clemson University.
Seemed like his name might have been Gant or something.
Oh, yes.
Gant, right.
Gant. Thank you.
That probably makes you feel really good, right? To see the changes we've had made.
It's like a dress.
Yeah. It was never fair before, was it?
No.
Can you remember anybody in your family who was in slavery at all, or everybody talking about being in slavery?
No. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. You know, just about over when my mother would come along.
Yeah, about 1865, I think, was the end of the Civil War. Did your mother make most of your clothing, or did you buy it from the store?
My mother was a seamstress. My sister, it passed months ago, she was a nice seamstress. She sold for a lot of ladies on Clemson University. She made all my clothes. I miss her from that. She never takes a sewing lesson in her life, but she could go by a store and see her dress, and she could come back and she could copy that dress.
Wasn't that something?
She was. And me, I can hardly thread a needle.
Well.
I told her she took all that blessing from me.
Yeah. I guess everyone has their different abilities, don't they?
Big boy.
Everyone has their different things they're good at.
Of course.
Right.
I say I was a black sheep of the family.
I doubt that.
I didn't know it to do nothing.
I heard you say you sang in a choir, right? You sang in a choir one time?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here where we are. Did anybody in your family ever make baskets or tools or quilts? And
my mother could quilt.
Quilt.
Mm-hmm. My mother, we had my mother 16 quilts. I'd have to take them out spring and pull and out from them to bring them back in. And when we left here, and after she passed, I went and stayed down with my daughter. And the house was broken in and stole all my mother's quilts.
No.
I wish you could have been in. And see, I think I got one here. My mother, she could really quilt.
Well, that must have made you feel terrible. Had somebody take those quilts. That was terrible.
I don't know who it was, but somebody come in the house and left the front door open. If you didn't know how to go and sat in that door and drive, if we know who it was, but we keeps quiet. It's been happened so long ago. Mm-hmm. But we know who it was come here and they left. See, they didn't know how to slam that door. Somebody's come in the store, all them 16 quilts. I think I got one back there that she quilted. Piece and quilt.
My, oh, my. You just felt like it was better not to cause trouble, right?
It must have been. It was winter time, you know, when they broke in here. They didn't have no cover, I suppose, so they helped us up with the quilts. But she had some beautiful quilts. When I think I probably want to show you that she didn't get the quilted question.
Okay, that'd be great.
It's cute.
I was wondering, can you remember about any floods or tornadoes or anything like that?
I remember one tornado that came through here years ago. My sister was living around there. She and her children was in there. And that morning, my brothers had gone to school. We were living down on this side of Pelton. My brothers had gone to school. I was getting dressing to go. And my father's out in the backyard. He called my mother. He said, I see a cloud out here. I've never seen one like it before. Mm-hmm. You know, as it comes up, you know how that
tunnel.
He said, and so it wasn't long before we were living on a big patch of woods out the other side. And it struck that house. But took my sister's house down out there. And she and her children in there. She ran and shut the front door and something hit on her arm. And all the children, they were safe. They weren't having.
Well.
And that was the first tornado I'd ever seen. And the others came too. I wasn't here then. Much worse than that one was. I wasn't here then. I was away.
That's scary, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, it is scary.
How about the Depression? Can you remember the Depression at all? I imagine if you lived on a farm, you know, you didn't have to worry about something to eat like people did live in the cities during the Depression.
Yeah.
How about epidemics long ago? You know, when children used to die so much of smallpox and things like that. Did you ever have any
I had was the measles. Oh, I think when we had a smell problem, thank God we didn't have them. But the measles, the only thing I remember, all the family had the measles. My oldest brother, he went and thought it was him, then did the rest of us. See, I was young as he was, it didn't hurt me very much, but I had them.
Right.
All of them had them at once.
That must have been something.
It was tough one for my mother.
Yeah. I said, we'll get back to church again. Do you remember camp meetings?
Oh, yes. They used to have big camp meetings. But that church, that same church is right over there, but it used to be down here in town.
Right.
But they moved it across over the street over there. They're not camp meetings like they were then.
Right.
They have a Sunday over there, pure cars and things, but not nothing like when it was downtown here. Mm-hmm. It used to be a crowd.
How long did you do the camp meetings?
Beg pardon?
What did you do? What did they do at camp meetings?
Just walk about and meet your friends. And well, you could go in church for service. But you know, I was young and we stayed on the outside. Mm-hmm. Made different friends. You know, people would come in from far and near. You hadn't seen a long time, of course.
That was great.
Yes.
I understand you had a lot to eat too, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, they had tables selling, you know, you could buy. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people brought their own lunches. See, that was the EME church, and the church, the other church, well, I met the church, it was EME, I come back to the church, that church. Mm-hmm. But this was just the EME church, and this time it's over there now. They moved from downtown and brought it over here.
Mm-hmm. How about singing schools?
Beg pardon?
Do you ever go to a singing school?
No.
You remember people talking about them at all? Or singing conventions? Did you ever go to singing conventions?
No, I've never been to singing conventions. And they someday went out of style also. I used to hear my mother talk about singing conventions.
Did your mother ever go to them?
Of course. Mm-hmm.
And she thought they were a lot of fun, I'll bet, right?
Yeah, well, most of the day with Jim, they'd go for service. Mm-hmm. They'd go to church. But when we young, we stayed outside most. Mm-hmm. When, well, the men, one, the young ones that went there, they stayed on the outside. But the elder ones, they'd go in church, hear the service and the singing.
Right. Oh, can you think of anything in your childhood that stands out in your mind that was interesting or different?
I can't. Well, since I come from the hospital in New York, it's hard for me to remember a lot of things.
I see, right.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know what affect me, the things like that. If I thought if I'd ever go back to New York, I would go and talk with the doctors. It was a... she was a psychiatrist, and he was, you know, a regular doctor. Both of them worked in New York.
I can see if no one ever really told you, you'd be wondering about it all the time. Wondering what was wrong, right? They never told you. Your brothers should have told you. They knew, right?
No, not all the time.
Oh, they didn't know either.
The doctors in New York, you know, different than doctors here.